Hey, I'm Carlos Jones. I go to Hillcrest High School, and, well, here's my story. I really didn't know God. I grew up in a home that really didn't know God. We knew the name. That was about it. And my time was filled with nothing but sports and school. And I was alone. Because I didn't care to meet people. I didn't care for any of that. And I just did my own thing. My sports was what I cared about. And I had a lot of problems going on, and I didn't face them. I just let sports take that void, and I let education take whatever was left. And I didn't care about meeting people. I didn't care about, you know, what was happening. I just wanted to live the same thing over and over every day. And, you know, it kept, the problems kept mounting, and it kept getting bigger and bigger. And eventually, you know, I broke down because I couldn't handle it anymore. And my parents got divorced when I was 10, and that just set it off, you know. I didn't know how to deal with it, so I just indulged into more sports. And I just went to training and did everything I could to just get all those thoughts out of my head. And I didn't know what was going on. And at the end of my freshman year, it just was bad for me. And my one of my mentors, he told me you can go to Young Life. And so at the beginning of my sophomore year, I started going to Young Life. And I started hearing about somebody called Jesus. Like, who is he? And so it was interesting to me. And I just became more intrigued into him and to know who he is and to know what he was about. And so I kept going to Young Life, and I went to Campaigners, and I learned more about God. And after that, I opened up to people. I opened up to my mentors and told them about what was happening, because I never had told anybody. I kept it all inside. Because I feel like I could control it on my own, because I was strong and all that. And so eventually I went to Frontier Ranch in Colorado, and for a week, you know, I thought I was just gonna meet girls or do whatever, have fun. But the first day there, I saw so many people who loved God, and so I was like, whoa, you know, if that can happen to them, maybe it can happen to me. And so I went to the clubs there, and the message each and every day, you know, I talked about it, and I prayed, yeah, and I felt God grabbing my heart and changing my life more and more. And it was amazing, because that person then was different from that person a year ago. And that Saturday, that last day, I was there, and I told them, you know, in front of about 500 or 600 kids, I stood up and told everybody that, you know, I accepted God and I've come to Christ. You know, not knowing a lot what I was doing, but I just wanted to be saved. And after that, it's been a roller coaster, you know, up and down, but my life has changed completely, because it's not filled of mean, it's not filled with any of that, but I'm more joyous. And I serve God now, and I became a student leader in Young Life, and I was trying to mentor kids to follow Christ, and now, you know, I'm still doing that and trying to serve more and do more, because sports education is not the middle of my life, but God is. And I'll leave y'all with my favorite Bible verse. It's Galatians 5:1. It's God, do not let yourselves be burdened again by yoke of, no, I can't remember it. It's for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by yoke of slavery. And that's the center of my life. I thank you.